USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, denies reports he's being investigated for his ties to Ukraine. Giuliani telling CNN he's not been contacted by federal investigators and has received no indication that he is under investigation. The New York Times recently reported that federal prosecutors in Manhattan are looking into whether Giuliani broke any lobbying laws in his dealings with Ukraine. President Trump commenting on the reports when he phones into the Justice with Judge Jeanine show on Fox News last night.
I know nothing about him being under investigation. As somebody said, I heard a report today. I can't imagine it.
In California, the body of a second victim has been found in the ashes of a mobile home park gutted by the Sandalwood fire. Riverside County officials say more than 1,000 acres is still burning, but it's nearly 70% contained. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
A black Texas woman is dead after a white police officer shot her inside her own home. The cop was investigating the house in Fort Worth because a door was left open. Body cam footage shows the officer peering inside a window. He sees someone and tells her to put her hands up, and then he opens fire. The woman's identified as 28-year-old Atiana Jefferson. The officer, whose name has not been made public, is on administrative leave. The power's coming back now for most of the customers who've been without it for several days in Northern California. There have been planned outages because of concerns that the Santa Ana winds could bring down tree limbs and branches that could bring down power lines and spark wildfires. PG&E CEO Andrew Vesey says those planned shutoffs were not to protect the company, as some claim, but rather to protect the community.
The only thing that I care about in this event, the only thing the people of PG&E care about in this event, is the safety of others and making sure that we keep you safe.
This is USA Radio News.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
A second person has died after yesterday morning's collapse of a hotel that was under construction in New Orleans. In addition to the two deaths, 18 construction workers were injured. Louisiana's Democratic governor finishing yesterday's primary without getting 50% of the vote, so that's going to force John Bel Edwards into a runoff in November with Republican challenger Eddie Rasponi, the Baton Rouge businessman, who told supporters late last evening,
"We're the only state in the United States that's losing jobs. We have to do something different. And what do you do to get something different? You elect a different kind of governor."
Rasponi thanking President Trump, who campaigned there on his behalf on Friday. President Trump yesterday spoke at the Value Voters Summit in Washington. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King with more.
President Trump tied his decision to pull troops from Syria to migrants trying to enter the U.S. at the southern border.
"I don't think our soldiers should be there for the next 50 years guarding a border between Turkey and Syria when we can't guard our own borders at home. I don't think so."
France and Germany have halted exports of arms to Turkey that could be used in its offensive against the Kurds in Syria.
The Washington Nationals and New York's Yankees were both winners in their respective playoff series yesterday. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.